It's time for the Elkhorn Archives on WEOL, presented by EcoTree Services. EcoTree is owned by second-generation family arborists, so make them your complete tree care company. Learn more online at EcoTreeServices.com. I'm Bruce Van Dyke, along with Tim Elkhorn. What's on the archives for today, Tim?
Well, Bruce, as we transition from winter sports to spring sports, although the snow on Thursday would say that's not the case, but yes, we are in the spring sports season. We're not going to dig too deep into the archives. We're only going to go back 2 years to 2019, but you know, there wasn't any spring sports last year. So when I thought about this, I'm thinking, well, this would have been the last softball that was played as far as Lorain County softball was concerned until this spring sports season started. So we're going back to May 25th of 2019, and it's a very special game for me and, of course, for the WEOL listeners and really for the community of Elyria and the Elyria Pioneer Softball Program. Not only would they win a regional championship against Perrysburg 3-0, but Joe Tate would join me at Joe Wilson Field at Clyde High School to bring the ball game to our listeners. And it turned out to be a very special afternoon and a memorable one, as we'll delve into it here on the archive. So it's Elyria and Perrysburg for the regional championship, and here's the way we set the scene.
We are honored to have you here, and we are looking forward to what should be a fantastic regional championship game between this Lady Pioneer team and Perrysburg. But it is great to have you with us.
Tim, it's good to be here. Good to be anywhere at my age, but especially being here today at Joe Wilson Field on what is turning out to be an exceptionally good afternoon, unless you're looking at a home run, because there's a very stiff breeze blowing in from the outfield to home plate.
Yeah, we both might get a little sun and wind burn today here at Joe Wilson Field, but threatening weather for later on this afternoon, so I think we're going to be in pretty good shape as far as getting this ball game in today.
Sounds good to me. It's, as I say, a good day. In fact, it's a beautiful day for softball.
Oh, you gotta love it. Joe, with his trademark call, it's a beautiful day for softball. And of course, this Elyria team, very talented, 23-5 going into this regional championship game. And Bruce, as I look over the roster and the lineup, the one sad thing for me, not only was it the final season for the senior girls, but it would turn out to be the final season for the junior players on this Elyria team as well. So we'll go through some of those names as we run our way through the archive here. But of course, Joe was known for his storytelling, and during his years as the Indians broadcaster, well, there were several managers that Joe had the pleasure of interacting with, and one of those was Mike Garcia. So here's Joe telling a tale about former Tribe skipper Mike Garcia.
You know, real credit to the ball club to get down there and participate for state championship honors.
See, now Tom Hamilton will have to kind of tease you all the time about being nothing but an Elyria fan, because I hear that all the time, Joe.
Oh, I'm just happy to be here, and it happens to be that Elyria is sitting next to us, so nothing against Elyria, but may the best team win.
Now, as we were making the ride over here to Clyde today, you were telling me about the last softball game that you have been to. Share that with our listeners.
Well, the last softball game I was involved in involved my daughter. I'm going to shorten this up because they are going to play softball here. It boiled down to the seventh inning, 2-on, 2-out. My daughter came to bat. I was the home plate umpire in that game, and Big Mike Garcia of Cleveland Indians fame was working the bases, and I rang my daughter up.
And to end the ball game.
And to this day, she claims I did it because my father did the same thing to me many years before.
Oh, my. Joe and his stories, there were so many of those. And, of course, you know, I've talked to his daughter, Karen, about that. And she indeed thinks that should not have been a called strike. But Elyria and Perrysburg, as you could hear, the wind was kind of whipping up there at Joe Wilson Field throughout the afternoon. And I mentioned during the pregame scene setter that there was a forecast for threatening weather a little bit later on in the day. Well, that would turn out to be the case. We'll cover that in a moment. But I got to call the first two innings of that contest. Elyria was able to jump out to a 1-0 lead, and then here's Joe Tate as he got to call the top of the third.
The Elyria up 2-0, top of the third. Here he is, the legend, Joe Tate.
All right, Tim, thank you. I think the last one I broadcast was in Terre Haute, Indiana, many moons ago. Well, it's the third with Elyria on top, 2-0. And Macy Godbolt, the catcher, he was hit by a pitch and eventually scored in the first inning. She came home on a double by Damia Parks, who was on deck. So with a strike one count, nobody out, nobody on, third inning. The pitch, a change of pace that's tapped back to the second baseman and over to first. That came close to being an ice cream cone, that the ice cream fell out of the cone, but the first baseman was able to hang on.
Jeremiah Parks.
So one away in the third inning. Elyria jumped on Perrysburg early with a run on the first and a run on the second. Now we're in the third, and Damia Parks, a senior, she had a really big hit in the first inning. It was one that brought chalk down the left field line as it rolled into the corner. Hammers that one to the first baseman and knocks it down, flips it back to the second baseman who covers. That's the one thing about watching these young ladies play today. They are all together when it comes to the basics of the game. They know what to do, and they do it on every play.
Indeed. Joe loved softball. He loved listening to it when we had it on WEOL, and that's actually how this all came together, because Joe would listen to the games, and then he would call me afterwards, and I heard this, and I heard that, and I was listening, and one of these days, I'd love to call a softball game with you. So that's how it all came together. And this was the first one that Joe and I ever did together at Joe Wilson Field at Clyde. So Elyria High in this regional championship game against Perrysburg with the 2-0 lead. And then we head to the fourth inning. And, of course, one of the great radio combinations in sports broadcasting in Cleveland was Joe Tate and Herb Score when they worked the Indians together. It was radio gold as far as listening to Joe and Herbie. And here's Joe reminiscing about his former broadcast partner, Herb Score.
Elyria leading 2-0. We're in the top of the fourth. Again, they're looking for a bunt and nothing happening.
In burning off all those games for you, Joe, and in listening to you and Herb work together, you guys had a lot of fun in the booth. There was a lot of laughter and a lot of good times. And I didn't normally think of Herb that way, but you guys really had a camaraderie.
Well, if you remember the teams we covered, laughing was therapy. Swing and a miss, and the count goes to 1-2 here in the fourth inning to Adrian Patrisco.
So working with Herb is the good memories of those days. The actual
team. I enjoyed it immensely. Foul ball back to the screen and over it. Keeps the count at 1-2. Oh, yeah, Herb, you know, we rarely had any association with each other away from the ballpark, but we get into that booth, boy, it was magic. Fastball strike. Oh, make it a ball. Now, as the home plate umpire wiggled but did not raise that right arm. Looked like a caveman digging for roots. 2-2 count, two out.
You're keeping Gebhardt entertained over here, I can tell you that.
That one floated in on a bounce. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner at third base for the Elyria Pioneers. Batter shows bunt. Petrisco swing and a miss. Struck her out. So we have played our way to the home half of the fourth inning. And it is still Elyria 2, Perrysburg nothing.
Yeah, Joe Tate, boy, that great voice and his storytelling ability and his way just to spin together a few words. And I mentioned Tim Gebhardt being entertained. It was interesting because anybody that's been to Joe Wilson Field in Clyde, or really any softball diamond per se, to kind of give you the picture, Joe and I are at a table behind a fence kind of off to the right of the left-handed batter's box. So we're somewhat up first base per se, and then the Elyria dugout is right next to us to our right. So we're sitting there at a table, and it was amazing how many people were ringed around the table trying to hear Joe as he was calling the game. They were just lined up behind us. What did he say? It was magical. It really was, and it was such an honor to have the Joe there. So talks a little bit about Herb Score and the magic in the booth between Joe and Herb, and we get to the top of the fifth inning up at Joe Wilson Field in Clyde. Again, regional championship ball game, and in that top of the fifth, Joe again continues to entertain us. Here's a Twilight Zone reference.
Two strike, two outs, fifth inning, and it is now one ball, two strikes. In the case you're cruising across the dial and you hear this old voice on the air, you have not slipped into the Twilight Zone. 1-2 pitch. He has a ball off the pitcher's glove and then a pickup and a wild throw that will send Godwell all the way to third. So runners at first and third.
Yes, you're not in the Twilight Zone, as you hear Joe Tate call some softball on WEOL. And, you know, Bruce, it's interesting. I mentioned you would never think on that day that the juniors in the game for Elyria would be playing in their final season, because their senior year was stolen from them. Macy Godbolt, one of the great players in Elyria Lady Pioneer history, she was a junior. She lost her senior season. Adrian Petrisco was a junior. She unfortunately wasn't able to play her senior year with COVID. Madeline Olchevsky, Mallory Ferris, Izzy St. Peter, the pitcher for Elyria. Boy, I look at this roster and the lineup and I think, man, it's so sad that senior year, and they had hopes of going back to the Final Four, was taken from them. But unfortunately, that was the case. Now, the funny thing about this game at Joe Wilson Field, we talked about the threatening skies that were forecasted for later in the day. Well, sure enough, it came in. The storm came through Clyde, Ohio, and in self-preservation mode, Joe and I then scrambled, along with Chronicle-Telegram sports writer Tim Gebhardt, into the Elyria dugout. I mentioned it was just to our right on the fence, so Joe and I, along with Tim, we took cover in there, and one of my favorite pictures that has ever been shot, David Richard, one of the great photographers in Northeast Ohio, if not the state, got a picture of Joe, Tim, and I in the Elyria dugout, surrounded by these Elyria Lady Pioneer softball players. Joe Tate has a huge grin on his face. And so, of course, the rain moved through, and we got back to softball. And here's Joe Tate retelling the story of having to scamper into that Lady Pioneer dugout.
Joe, there's nothing like calling high school sports. But they treated you very well in the Elyria dugout.
I was surrounded by young women. Last time it was that way, I was with the Rockers in an airport someplace.
Yeah, that was a memorable moment, as those girls were really excited to have Joe in the dugout. It wasn't about Gebhardt and I being there, but they certainly knew and were aware of Joe's legendary status. So they were able to get into that picture that Dave Richard took, and it's a moment that I'll never, ever forget. So Elyria goes on to win the game 3-0. So another trip to the Final Four for the Elyria High Lady Pioneers. And, of course, as I said, with last year getting wiped out, all of a sudden this 2019 season carries so much more significance, because that would turn out to be the last victory in the unbelievable career of Ken Fennick as the head coach of the Elyria High Lady Pioneers. That would be the final win for Ken. He didn't know it at the time, and certainly none of us would anticipate what was going to happen in the spring of 2020. But on to the Final Four Elyria goes, and Joe had promised them, listen, you girls get to the Final Four, I'll be there. So we went to Firestone Stadium in Akron, and it was just a great day down in Akron. Unfortunately, Elyria would come up short in that ball game, but for Joe, he had an absolute blast calling this state semifinal in Division I between Elyria and Louisville. And so let's get a little Joe Tate play-by-play as here Macy Godbolt is up at bat for the Lady Pioneers in the state Final Four.
Macy Godbolt, a strikeout victor to end the first. Now trying to do something to keep this fourth inning alive for the Elyria Lady Pioneers. Line foul. Out of play. Two balls, two strikes.
This Louisville team, an independent team, so they don't have a conference. And, man, did they load up on that independent schedule. They played Uniontown Lake. They played Perry. They played Keystone. Keystone only beat this team 1-0. So they played a tough schedule.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fly ball down the right side. It is caught! Oh, what a catch in right field! My, oh, my. Kaylee Nolte went back, stuck out her glove as she got to the warning path and snagged it.
Great call from Joe. And as I look at my score sheet, I've got double explanation points next to that fly out to right field. It was indeed a great catch by Kaylee Nolte for Louisville. And then a little bit later on, Joe in the fifth inning of play has this call.
Well, with one down, with nobody out and one on, Mallory Ferris, a strikeout victim in her first trip. That one rolled to the third baseman, but in foul ground on the bunt.
The bottom of the order for Elyria High has done damage throughout the tournaments. Williams, Ferris, Jayla Howard, Izzy, of course, batting ninth. They've been very productive.
There's the bunt. This time drops it to the third baseman, who fires up. Hill. Oh, it got the runner on at second base off the bag, and it's a double play. 5-3-4. Twin killing. Nobody left on base when that's all said and done.
Yeah, that would turn out to be a big play in the ball game as Elyria High had an opportunity there, but Kerrigan Williams, the base runner for Elyria, kind of overran the bag, and then they fired down to second, and as Joe said, they were able to get Williams, and that completed the double play. One of the great moments of this game, we were sitting right behind home plate. Anybody that's been down to Firestone Stadium knows where the broadcast vantage point is. It's behind home plate, maybe halfway up in the bleachers, and there were some foul balls going into the stands, and Joe and I got to talking about foul balls into the baseball booth while he was calling Indians games, and it led to this story from Joe.
I would imagine over the years you and Herb had quite a few come into the booth. Who was first to duck?
Well, I'll tell you this. Herbie always shied away from them. I was dumb enough to carry a ball glove for a number of years, and I've got a box full of baseballs at home. signed by the guy who fouled it into the booth and the pitcher who threw it.
Serious?
I got some really interesting combinations.
All the years I've known you, you've never shared that with me. So every foul ball in the booth, you have.
Mark the Bird Fidrich threw it. Dwayne Kuiper fouled it.
So you had the Bird and Kuiper.
Two birds with one ball, yes.
I've never, ever heard that. And that's why you're sitting with me, Joe, to teach me new things.
Next time you come over, I'll show you the box of balls. I got them right there.
I'd love to see those.
Two balls, two strikes.
You actually did play-by-play with a glove, a baseball glove?
I certainly did.
Oh, man.
You know, Yastrzemski told me, he said, I really shouldn't sign this. You didn't catch it with your bare hand. Pop fly ball. First baseman hangs on, I think. Or did they? It's out. One of them caught it. They ended up in a heap. First and second baseman. And I think the hugs are going to go to...
Well, I think it was the first baseman.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Yeah, I think Frankhauser.
Alex Frankhauser, yeah.
Yep.
Well, it was a heck of a play, and it's no runs and a hit. Nobody left. We have played our way to the home half of the fifth inning, and this one is still scoreless.
Yeah, it was a great game. But, again, that story. And, by the way, a couple of weeks ago on our Cavs HQ show, we had our tribute to Joe, and we had Chuck Swirsky on, the play-by-play voice of the Chicago Bulls. But he had interned under Joe Tate. And Chuck shared that story, not knowing that Joe had told me that story doing a softball game, that, yes, he wore a baseball glove while he did play-by-play with Herb Score. That's golden. But I never did get to see that box of baseballs where the two signatures were on it. But Chuck Swirsky did indeed verify that, and that, yes, he got the pitcher that threw it and the batter that fouled it off to sign the ball. That's amazing. All right, our last cut from the state semifinal, Elyria High taking on Louisville. And here's Joe Tate just kind of, again, weaving a tale as he calls the game.
So our good buddy, Brad Bornable. Brad wants to know, he's a journalist, just like Mr. Gebhardt and Mr. Bennett. He loves the story about you doing play-by-play with a glove.
Yeah.
So you have the balls. Do you still have the glove?
No.
Got rid of the glove?
There's a story that goes with that, too. The glove belonged to Dwayne Kuiper, and I eventually gave the glove to my daughter, Karen. She had it in her car, and I'll tell you the rest of it in a moment. A ball, 2-1 the count. When we moved downtown to Gund Arena, a lot of us felt it was going to really be bad news to go downtown. And so we kind of had a pool as to who was going to have their car stolen first. There's a swing and a miss, 2-2. Guess whose car was stolen first with the Kuiper glove in the trunk? My daughter, Karen. 2-1, nobody out. We're here in the, make it 1-1, and the ball is hammered well back upstairs on the left side.
So somebody doesn't even realize they've got a good item, neighbor. Right?
Well, that glove had been through a lot. Kuiper just about wore it out. Another pitch that missed the mark. And the count has run full, 3-2.
And again, here's Izzy St. Peter. Runners on. It's constantly the case. And yet she finds ways to get out of it.
Fouled out of play again to the left side. 3-2, 1
My good buddy Jack Sierra has dialed in this afternoon. As he listens in on the WEOL mobile app. Jack, good to hear from you.
There's a line drive off the third baseman's glove into left field. Coming home, the throw, and safe at the plate. Westville has drawn first blood.
Yeah, that would be the first two runs of the ball game in the fifth inning for Louisville. Elyria would tie it on a two-run home run by Macy Godbolt, but then Louisville with two more in the bottom of the sixth, and Louisville would win that D1 state semifinal by a score of 4-2. And Bruce, as we wrap up here, again, just great hearing Joe's voice and his stories and, you know, the laughter that he could bring, and also the terrific play-by-play. I mean, you just heard that, you know, it sounded like he was calling an Indians game 30 years ago. Line drive, base hit, you know, here's the play at the plate. I mean, it was just so cool, and I shared the story with you a couple of weeks ago, but for those who didn't hear it on the archive, the one thing about that game that I will never forget is in between innings, when the public address announcer at Firestone Stadium announced that Joe Tate was doing the game with WEOL, and the entire Firestone Stadium crowd stood up and kind of turned and looked towards Joe and just roared and gave him a standing ovation. And it was just a goosebump moment at the time, and it's one that I'll always remember. Those two games were special, and I'm glad we were able to start our spring sports edition of the archive with reliving that. That was a blast.
Absolutely, and I enjoy sort of his metaphors or his style. He said the umpire looked like a caveman digging for roots. These are things. I understand the ice cream cone. We all know about that one, but some of those, you're like, that's very... just sort of a different way of phrasing things you don't normally hear. It's just what makes it colorful in between the balls and strikes.
Oh, man. You know, he just I'll miss him dearly. I do. But the stories and the laughs that he brought, you know, they're timeless. And you'll remember those forever. And although, like I said, for all the years I'd known him, I never had heard the story about wearing a glove while doing play-by-play. That's beautiful.
I think there's also something to be said about getting an autograph of somebody who hit a foul ball some time. I mean, didn't score anything or whatever, but that was a fun one. And so that was a good archive tonight.
Vidrich and Kuiper, bird to bird.
Yes. Well, he said two birds with one ball. I thought that was
right.
It's hilarious for that. We appreciate you thinking about that and putting that into our archives for tonight. As we look ahead, of course, through the spring sports for 2021, we wish the best for the season for those teams that are going to be playing. As you mentioned, there's kind of a year off, so there's an interesting part of experience that's going to be lacking for teams that are going to be playing, just because of it's almost like 2 years worth of players have kind of left their teams. So you're talking
right
about sophomores and freshmen who maybe hadn't had that sort of beginning chance, but we're looking forward.
You know, there was a couple of freshmen on that Elyria team. They're juniors this year, so. Yeah, and as I said, for the juniors that were on that team, that's the real heartbreaker, because they lost their senior season. But boy, it was a great team to watch, and as it turned out, that would be the final game, that state final four, for Ken Fennick and his unbelievable tenure as the Elyria softball coach.
Yep. Well, spring brings a new team, new players, new coaches. We just look forward to fun high school sports here in WEOL, and it's always fun to look back on the archives of past championships and solid teams from the past. The Elkhorn Archives on WEOL, presented by EcoTree Services. EcoTree is owned by second generation family arborists, so make them your complete tree care company. More online at EcoTreeServices.com. For Tim Elkhorn, I'm Bruce Van Dyke on WEOL.